Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Q Alexander. Welcome back to a new episode of my podcast, Real Talk with Q Alexander. On this episode, I wanted to talk about leaving people alone. When someone blocks you, that does not mean create a different social media page, get a new number, get a new email so that you can still have access to the person. It doesn't mean call or text them pretending to be someone else and changing your voice. That is insane behavior. If things have gotten to a point of you being blocked from having access to someone, that means that you have already crossed their boundaries and are still continuing to do it, which is why you are blocked in the first place. I am who I am from day one throughout all the way until the end. I'm a very kind and nice person unless you give me reason to treat you differently. It doesn't mean I have to treat you badly and do what you've done to me. I choose to peacefully move on. And depending on the situation, I speak my mind and I'm done. I'm not going back and forth. I'm not having irrational conversations. My peace of mind is more important, and no one is going to take that away from me. I have had experiences where people cannot let go, even till this day. If you want people in your life, you treat them well. It's not complicated. I don't bring drama in anyone's life, so I'm not accepting drama in my life from anyone else. When someone is done dealing with you, you accept it, respect it, and move on. It's your actions that have caused things to get to this point. So you need to be upset with yourself, and you can't be upset with other people for putting a stop to it. If you treated them better, it would have never happened. And that's why I talk about the importance of being who you really are and being upfront about what your intentions are. Things should not be complicated and just have all of this drama and just all of that unnecessary stuff. I don't tolerate that. That is not who I am. But when people clearly let you know, whether it's through their words or their actions, that they don't want anything to do with you, and you still continue to pursue it and continue to reach out, that's not normal. There's something wrong with your brain. There's something wrong if you continue to do that. There's something wrong with you as a human being. No normal-minded, decent human being is going to behave that way. You cross boundaries, obviously, prior to getting blocked, and then you get blocked and you're still doing the same thing. So that proves the point that the person did the right thing, because you have no respect for other people. You have no respect for other people's feelings. You cannot do that and think that someone is still going to want to have anything to do with you. It doesn't matter what type of situation it is, whether you're just an associate, you're a friend, it was a relationship, it was a marriage, it was business. Like, when people disconnect from you, and again, you get them to that point, especially when they are good people. They are good people. And when you push good people to that point, you have to know that it was you. It's you. I'm one of those people. I'm fair, more than fair at some points. I wouldn't be that way at this time in my life, but I've been more than fair, and I will give people opportunities. But, you know, like they say, if you do something maybe once, maybe twice, you make a mistake, you apologize for it, it doesn't happen again, that's fine. But when you repeatedly do something, you're making a choice to do it. And when you know that it causes harm to someone, it hurts someone, it makes someone upset, and you still do it, then that says a lot about you as a person, that you don't care about other people. It's all about yourself and what you want. And you don't care who gets hurt in the process. you are going to do what you want to do. That's a dangerous person to have any connections with. So like I said, for me, I choose to move on with my life peacefully. And that's it. That's it for me. That's how I choose to deal with things, especially when I'm pushed to that point to have to let it go. I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm not going to deal with people who don't have respect for me. And that's the end of it. So I just wanted to just speak about this. Something that I thought about before. Like I said, I've had my own experiences with it. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who've experienced things like this and maybe currently going through it right now. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. As always, I like to share my thoughts and experiences with everyone out there. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.